France to make the case for democracy. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Standing at the cliffs scaled by Army Rangers during the landing on the beaches of Normandy, the president paid tribute to the brave soldiers who undertook the seemingly impossible and made it possible.
To come here, simply to remember the ghosts of Pointe Hoc isn't enough. We need to hear them. We have to listen to them.
And what they were saying, said Biden, is that the fight against dictatorship and for democracy is a fight worth taking.
God bless the fallen. God bless the brave men who scaled these cliffs.
Now to Delaware, CBS's Scott McFarland reports the prosecution rested at the Hunter Biden trial.
The defense opened this first ever defense in a criminal trial involving a president's son with gun store employees. And the first one was the employee who in 2018, during those impactful days, ran the background check on Hunter Biden's gun purchase.
And Hunter Biden's sister-in-law, Hallie, has also been called to the stand. Former Trump chief of staff Mark Meadows and 2020 campaign official Michael Roman have pleaded not guilty to 9 felony charges for their roles in the effort to overturn Trump's election loss in Arizona. CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us a Gaza pier built by the U.S. military is bouncing back.
The pier, which broke apart in rough seas, has been reconnected to a beach in Gaza. The U.S. military says food and other supplies could begin flowing again in the coming days. The new goal, to get 1 million pounds of aid through the pier and into Gaza every 2 days. The pier was only operational for a week before it broke apart.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger has more on the government report today showing 272,000 jobs created last month.
That Fed meeting, with the strength of this jobs report, is likely to produce no action. The Fed is not going to raise interest rates with the labor market and wages this strong.
Alex Jones wants court permission to convert his personal bankruptcy into a liquidation, selling off major company assets to help pay some of the $1.5 billion he owes relatives and victims of the Sandy Hook shooting. One final spin tonight for Pat Sajak. He leaves Wheel of Fortune after 4 decades and more than 8,000 shows.
I've always felt that the privilege came with a responsibility to keep this daily half hour a safe place for family fun. No social issues, no politics, nothing embarrassing, I hope. Just a game.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Citing the failed Foxconn deal and a lack of jobs, Racine has issued a notice alleging Mount Pleasant is in breach of their water agreements. Both municipalities are now likely to pursue legal remedies. The town of Wheatland in Kenosha County is asking people to vote on August 13th to approve a tax hike. They want an extra $150,000 annually for the next 5 years to fund emergency medical services. First Friday events in downtown Racine return today. There's live music, cornhole tournaments, free hot dogs, and today the unveiling of 26 butterfly sculptures. Kenosha County leaders have prioritized the Country Thunder Music Festival over the Republican National Convention. They rejected this week an agreement to send deputies to Milwaukee for the convention, which runs July 15th through the 18th. Country Thunder runs the 18th through the 21st. There are more Racine graduation ceremonies this weekend. Case holds theirs tonight. Horlick and Park has theirs tomorrow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers look to bounce back. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. The Brewers are in Detroit for a weekend series against the Tigers after being swept earlier this week by Philadelphia. But manager Pat Murphy says the Philly series will help the team going forward.
I know this will be a good thing for our team to go through. Nobody likes losing. Nobody likes losing close ones. No one likes knowing you're right there and the ball just, you hit balls hard and they get caught.
The Brewers entered the Detroit series 10 games over .500. The Tigers are 31-31. First pitch in Detroit is scheduled for 5:40 p.m. The Boston Celtics took Game 1 of the NBA Finals, winning 107-89 over the Dallas Mavericks. Jaylen Brown scored 22 points, while Jason Tatum had 16 points and 11 rebounds. Game 2 is Sunday night. Three state high school championships are this weekend. State softball and tennis are today and tomorrow in Madison, and the first ever state lacrosse championship is Saturday in Sun Prairie. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
All right, are you ready? It's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest on WRJN right now. This hour's keyword is tubing. That's tubing. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find WRJN and use the text button to send the keyword tubing for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Again, the word is tubing. Find WRJN on the Civic Media app and use the text button to send right now. You've got until the end of the hour, and good luck.
WRJN weather. A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
It's holding each other close. Mortgage, kid crying. Why did I gain so much weight this summer? Yep, all those worries years away. There's the foundation.
You don't. From Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll ride home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. Close your eyes.
And local news, timeless hits, and our big deal of the day is 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the on-ramp program and centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability. And they've got experienced coaches guiding you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. And 50% off. You can't do better than that. And you won't. That's why. Oh, it sounds like a threat, doesn't it? And you won't do better than this. No, seriously, because a $200 on-ramp program certificate is just $100 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Brat Fest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Blue River CrossFit in Racine. Blue River CrossFit helps you transform your body and lifestyle with the on-ramp program. Centered around the three pillars of fitness, nutrition, and accountability, experienced coaches guide you through tailored dynamic workouts that are both challenging and fun for kids and adults. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinere, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Looking Molly now, here she comes. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a thing and not in everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low hip birthday. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. Got to be the finest girl alive.
everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real pumpkin and I like them like that. Devil with a forever
hits like this one from the Turtles. We're on favorite from them, other than Happy Together. Here's Eleanor.
You gotta think about you. I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor, really.
Eleanor, gee, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to speak?
Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low, and maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me.
Suddenly,
I hear
see your lips.
Local news, timeless hits. Tell a friend. We play Diana Ross and the Supremes, and your friend will say, yeah, I know, I've been listening longer than you have. This hour's keyword for our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest is tubing. T-U-B-I-N-G. Got till the end of the hour to text that to us. Good luck.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state of Wisconsin is withholding nearly $17 million in aid to Milwaukee Public Schools because the district still hasn't turned over financial reports that were due 9 months ago. The move comes 2 days after the district superintendent resigned and the district's controller was fired. Alleged felonies at the Waupun State Prison are reviving talk of replacing the aging state prisons at Waupun and Green Bay. State Representative Mark Bourne says the lockups are too outdated to remodel.
Both of those facilities, they're built in such a different way that refurbishing them is very difficult, very expensive. It would be hard to make them useful in a modern prison way.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt recommends remodeling or rebuilding. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The jobs promised by Foxconn were a key part of the water and wastewater agreements between Racine and Mount Pleasant. Those deals are now under scrutiny, and leaders from both municipalities are digging in. Racine Mayor Corey Mason issued a statement yesterday saying Microsoft's plans don't deliver on the jobs initially promised by Foxconn. Mount Pleasant Village Board President David DeGroot attended a city council meeting this week, dismissing the concerns as unrelated to water. Mount Pleasant officials will take up the matter on Monday. Construction is ground to a halt at sites around southeast Wisconsin. WISN 12 reports hundreds of heavy equipment operators have walked off the job. The strike by the International Union of Operating Engineers has 800 members seeking higher wages at projects in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Racine, and Kenosha counties. The union president tells the TV station the workers are demanding a fair deal that accounts for inflation. First Friday and Juneteenth celebrations will have downtown Racine busy today. The Juneteenth kickoff event will be at Arts Unlimited on Main. Down the street at Monument Square, live music, food, and more will be a part of the first Friday event of the summer. Juneteenth goes on all month, with a flag-raising ceremony Sunday, the sneaker ball next Friday, and the celebration event next Saturday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
A dry and sunny day today, but we're still battling a breezy wind, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Otherwise, warmer today with high temperatures tapping the mid-70s. Clouds increase overnight and rain rolls in by the morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Every day the sun comes up around her, she can make the birds sing harmony. Every drop of rain is glad it found her, heaven must have made her just for me. When she smiles, it's my word she'll obey now. Woo!
second one I got. That's how I sing that song by the Four Tops. WRJM with local news and timeless hits in the Brewers. Tonight at 5:05, you can listen live right here.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. What's it ring? And I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings.
Somewhere up a New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. Twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go. Twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist the line.
Lean out. Lean back.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go twisting.
listening to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, trusting the night away. Yeah, trusting, trusting man. Everybody's feeling great. They're trusting, trusting there, trusting the night.
Yes, it is.
WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits and a group that never gets old. I mean, literally. Sure, they're in their 80s, but they're not old. They're going to be at Soldier Field later this month, June 27th, June 30th, and you probably already know that. You probably got tickets to that. I'm Cindy Huber. I hope you have a great afternoon. Kurt Vollman is next, and at 3, he's going to have your next text to win keyword. You take care now.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give you permission to stop buying something that you have probably been on the fence about anyway. Gift cards. Now, we all know why gift cards are popular. You can buy them anywhere, they're slightly personal, we're all short on time. What the heck do you buy a teenager anyway? But it turns out that gift cards are the nicest presents for the corporations that sell them. More than half of gift cards go unused. It's just free money for big companies. And over a third of shoppers who do use gift cards say the gift card was the only reason they even went into that store in the first place. And then most of us end up spending more than the gift card, on average, $59 more. In short, gift cards are like giving somebody you love a $60 debt to go run an errand. Just give cash instead. You can always put it in a fancy envelope. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
Meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind, but it's knowing
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Green tambourine.